I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
And Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. At Don Valley North Lexus, enjoy lease rates as low as 1.9% and delivery credits of up to $4,000. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. Confirm or Deny, Gord. You're very excited for this. You love this segment.
I'm hoping to be better than I was last time.
Okay.
I can't get any worse.
I didn't hear it, but it sounds like it didn't go so well.
No, it was okay. I just felt like it got a little wayward. That's all.
Okay. Well, let's get after it here. Confirm or deny. If the Phoenix Suns end up losing this series, Chris Paul deserves to be criticized the most.
Confirm. Unfortunately, he's got 18 turnovers in 5 games in the series. I don't think he's had more than one stretch in the regular season where he's had that many turnovers in 5 games. So, yeah, unfortunately, that goes with the territory. Confirm.
Yeah, it's a confirm. I mean, he got all the praise, as he should, through the first 3 rounds when he was driving this team. He is the engine of the team. Everything runs through him. The turnovers have been bad. He's not looked comfortable. You know, there's been some defensive stops that he just should have that he has not had. Jrue Holiday's been winning the battle. He has been. Specifically the last 3 games, and they have been losses. Chris Paul is the leader of that team. He's the face of the team. Devin Booker's been doing his job in terms of shooting the lights out. Paul has not been good enough. If they lose, he's going to get the heat.
And more so than any of the big 4 sports, because in hockey, I don't think you can blame a player for a series loss, because I guess you go after
the goalie.
Maybe the goalie, but you know, your best forward only plays a third of the game. But in the NBA, where you only have 5 guys on the floor and your stars are on for most of the game, it does happen, yeah.
Yep, for sure. Confirm or deny, Vlade Guerrero Jr. will sign a monster long-term deal before the beginning of next season.
Deny. I think he plays it out.
You think that's his preference or the Blue Jays' preference?
I think it's his preference.
Yeah, that doesn't come up enough, that Vladdy might just continue to allow, you know, let's get out of the pandemic, let me put together a couple of years like this, and now instead of you thinking you can pay me $330 million, I want $425 million. Because every year, if he keeps doing this, the price tag goes up.
Yeah.
I am going to deny it. I think it's very close, though. I have made the case for the Jays to do it. I think they should. I think it would be wise of Vlade Guerrero Jr. to take the deal as well. If a Fernando Tatis Jr. deal is available to him or close to it, that's a lot of security. It's a lot of bank. It's a lot of money. But it's something the Jays have never done before. Now, they've never been in this position before. There's a very different economic landscape, and they haven't had a guy like Vladdy come up through the ranks and do what he's doing right now at 22 years old. So there isn't any precedence here. I would like to see them do it. I'd love to see them commit and play the game the way it's played now throughout baseball, but I'm just slightly on the side of deny because there's no history coming out of pandemic, and I think you make a valid point. Maybe Vladdy just keeps wanting to double down, and whatever they offer isn't enough, and he's going to keep doing it, and you're going to have to pay him even more down the road. Confirm or deny, the Montreal Canadiens should be wanting Seattle to take Carey Price, wanting them to do
deny.
Deny.
He's not just their best player. He's their most important player. His number is going to go on the rafters someday. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do this. I understand why they did this, and my understanding is Carey Price approached them to waive the no move clause. But no, you don't want him to leave. 100%, you don't.
Well, I'm going
to get the 10-5 off the books.
I'm going to confirm it because I think what you just got out of Price, that's it. Like an unbelievable 4 series run.
Sorry, Carey.
Knee injury, hip injury,
yeah.
34 years old. The regular season stats are what they are. The playoffs have been very good, clearly. 10-5 for 5 more years. It's a way to say we didn't push him out. We didn't trade him.
Yeah.
He didn't get so bad where we thought about buying him out. Seattle took him. It's actually a perfect exit for Montreal. Perfect. It may be a little bit earlier than you want, but it's better to move on early than to be stuck late.
I hope he finishes his career as a Canadian. I think I hope he finishes. I mean, just because look, I like the person so much. I just think there's so much more to Carey Price than just goaltending. There's so much more to him than that.
Sure, but that continues in Seattle. I mean, him being a good person still apply in Seattle.
I mean, in terms of his value to the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of him that clearly is willing to go to Seattle, or he would not. Wouldn't.
But he also knows that they're a better team with Jake Allen. They might not make the playoffs this year if Jake Allen hadn't played so well for them.
He doesn't have to concern himself with Jake Allen, though.
He does. He does.
No, he doesn't. Not in terms of his own future. He's got 5 years left on his deal.
Know,
he could have easily said,
if he wants to make the playoffs next year and they lose Jake Allen in the expansion draft, now what do they have?
He can't guarantee that Seattle won't take him. How does he know Seattle won't take him? How can you argue?
I'm saying if he doesn't waive his no-move clause and Seattle takes Jake Allen, mm-hmm. Montreal is a much lesser team. His chances of making the playoffs for Montreal are significantly reduced.
I understand that reasoning, Gordon, and I think you're buying it hook, line, and sinker. He doesn't have to waive, but he still did.
Yes.
And yes, does it benefit him to still have Jake Allen around? Of course. Is Jake Allen Ken Dryden now? No, he's not.
No.
Could he be replaceable? Of course he could be. The point is, this is his life. His legacy, his future, he's willing to put on the line when he did not have to.
Yeah,
there has to be a part of Carey Price that is willing to go to Seattle.
If you could
buy it otherwise.
Well, of course, and the other thing is his wife's from Washington State.
Exactly.
He's from BC. So, I mean, if he's going to go somewhere, this would be a great landing spot. I get that.
Yep. I think, you know, I'm sure it's still 95% of them would prefer to stay in Montreal. But if there's 5%, that's something. You know,
I don't think Seattle's taking him. So
it does. I don't think they are either. It doesn't feel like that's going to happen. Confirm or deny, Aaron Rodgers will eventually regret his decision if he gets his wish and leaves Green Bay. Eventually, he will regret exiting Green Bay.
So I know where you're going with this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. It's like 1-9 where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say deny. Because I think if he goes to San Francisco or something, and, you know, does Tom Brady regret leaving New England? No.
No, he doesn't, because he knows what he's got now. He's won, and he was in Tampa, and he left as a free agent.
I don't think he'll regret it. No. Did not.
I will confirm it, because, like, Brady left as a free agent. He's, like, Rodgers is forcing his way out. So his legacy is going to take a hit in Green Bay. The way people perceive him in Green Bay will be very different. I also think he's losing sight of how good of a team he has around him in Green Bay. Like, they have dominated the NFC North. He's only won one Super Bowl. He's only been to one Super Bowl. Yes, he probably should have won more, but Drew Brees only won one.
So
right? Peyton had only won one in Indianapolis.
If he'd not won a Super Bowl to this point, do you think it's different?
You know, maybe he could hold that against the team.
No.
You're suggesting?
I'm saying, is he more likely to stay if he hasn't won a Super Bowl and looks around and says,
I don't know.
My best chance is here. Now, he's already won a Super Bowl, so that box is checked.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that would factor into his stance. And again, I don't think it's about wins and losses. I think it is a little bit about, you know, his voice being heard, him, you know, go get me what I think I need, help me, like Tampa's helping Tom. I think that factors in for sure to his disdain of the president and GM.
He does seem to have less sway than most star quarterbacks, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, based on the stats in terms of them not drafting a wide out in the first round, you know, them cutting his buddy.
Yeah. Like, doesn't Patrick Mahomes even seem to have more sway in Kansas City than...
But potentially, although, you know, with Schefter's report that Rodgers is being offered a payment and a contract that would make him the highest paid player in NFL history, based on a season-per-season basis, that's pretty good sway.
No, I mean in terms of personnel decisions, in terms of on-field decisions. Like, he clearly didn't want to kick that field goal.
No, he absolutely didn't
want to kick that field goal
no.
in the NFC Championship.
I also don't think he wanted Mike McCarthy around anymore, and then Mike McCarthy wasn't here, so I think he probably factored into the coach. But, yeah, I don't know if he gets the same level, but a lot of quarterbacks complain. Like, Russell Wilson's always complaining in Seattle. Rodgers is obviously complaining in Green Bay. Yeah. Brady would complain at times in New England. You know, there's only one guy who can win it at the end of the year. All right, confirm or deny. This will be our final one.
Okay.
The Seattle Kraken will make the playoffs in their first season in the NHL.
Deny. I don't think they have the Vegas magic mojo. I do think they'll be very competitive in a different way than Vegas was. I think they're going to load up on prospects and picks to take contracts from teams. I don't think they'll get as many star players. Now, lightning struck for Vegas. I mean, William Karlsson had 7 goals in Columbus and then went wild in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Riley Smith, Jonathan Marchessault, on down the line. So I'm gonna say deny. Even though I think the Western Conference is probably low ebbing right now.
And the Pacific in particular.
And the Pacific Division.
California teams.
In particular. But I'll say deny.
I will deny as well based on history. Like, Vegas is such an exception to the rule.
Yeah, and there hadn't been expansion, Brian, in what?
Since Columbus,
15 years.
Yeah.
Right. Columbus came in Minnesota in 2002. So there hadn't been expansion in 15 years when Vegas came in.
And the rules were so much more penal back then. I mean, teams came into the league, you had nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, I mean, right? And they got slaughtered. I mean, ask Noodles about it.
Yeah, Noodles was on the wrong end of it in Minnesota, where he was going out there and they knew they were losing almost every single night. But I think Seattle will be in the running. I think they can pick a good enough team. And maybe this is more of a topic for a week from now or a month from now.
Well, even it's a better topic for Thursday night when we see their roster. Let's look at their roster looks.
Yep.
We'll see the deals let's see the deals they've made. Let's see who they pick.
Right. But history would tell you, you know, a few teams in that division will still stay ahead of them, but I think they'll be in the running. I think they'll have a good enough team to be in the running. There it is. Confirm or deny. Brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. At Don Valley North Lexus, enjoy lease rates as low as 1.9% and delivery credits of up to $4,000. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all of the details.